I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Hallie Labonte, welcoming you to Inside Twin Hills Podcast, where we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. I'd like to introduce you to members of our church staff and community so you can be blessed by them. And bless you, they will. You better believe it. We have so many awesome people at Twin Hills that it's just a God thing. He's so faithful. Just like Jonah was spat out onto dry land and realized he wasn't alone. He was surrounded by the people of Tarsus. I'm not alone either. I'm joined by my brother in Christ. Welcome, Gray Haas.
Hey, Hallie. It's so good to be here.
You look good today. Is that a new t-shirt? Did you make a new graphic tee?
Yeah, I did. This is a graphic t-shirt that I've been working on, and I'm really excited about it because it's got Daniel, and then here you've got the lion's den.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the way I did the lion's den is I sort of, as you can see, it's just a tear.
That's right.
So it looks like a hole in the ground, but what's that? Have you ever seen those shark bite shirts at the beach where it looks hey, I got bit by a shark
and it's all bloody
and ripped up? Now that's what I'm thinking is, so the lion is sort of ripped here, so you can see my ribs and sort of the striations of the six pack here.
I can see your abs, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so I just thought that was cool because up here it says lion scratch fever.
Ooh.
And then it's got Daniel down here and then you've got the lion scratch across. I just thought this would be a fun shirt to wear at the beach, or and even though it's cold out today, I was a bit cold, but I just wanted to show that off.
And that's so neat. You're being a witness for Christ just by wearing a shirt.
That's right.
Isn't that so neat? I like how you cut the sleeves off too, so we can see your biceps and triceps.
Right. Yeah. It's really not much of a shirt anymore. It's more of a sort of a, it's a tank up here, but then it's also short on the bottom and it's also very cut long on the side. So it's very, you know, it's, yeah, there's really not a lot there.
Hey, you know what, Grant? Speaking of Jonah, which I was doing in your intro.
Right.
I was thinking, how do you think he was breathing if the fish is underwater and the fish isn't breathing? How was he getting oxygen? This is just a question I had. How was he getting oxygen when he was in the belly of the whale?
Remember, whales do breathe air. Now, there's a scientific reason that he was able to do that because what happens is when whales breathe air, they're holding the breath for a very long time. So when he's in there, he's breathing the air that the fish had actually breathed in.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing a picture once where he's sitting there and he's got a little candle, you know, he's inside and he's looking around. It's like a little room.
It looks
just like a
you
room.
You see the ribs and everything?
You see the ribs, yeah.
But you know what?
You know, I might be thinking of that, yeah, I am. I'm thinking of that Pinocchio movie, actually, I realized.
Oh, that's right.
That is what happened. But, you know, I think I'm just confusing the two. But I do think it was similar.
And that ain't. Yeah. Well, I can't figure it out science-wise. But you know what? I feel like he is so faithful and he's full of miracles. But I just think, you know what? Jonah, if he was swallowed by the whale, he would be in a digestion tract. And the only oxygen that exists in the fish's body would be in its blood.
Well, you know, I think
or it would be in its lungs. And it's not like Jonah was in its lung.
Well, you know, it could have been different back then.
Okay. Yeah. That's true.
That's what I think.
These could be these medieval fish. That's cool. Well, what's happening in Climax, Gray?
You know, I'm going to start a bit differently today. And I'm just going to have the listeners really listen for a moment. Kenzie. Gemma. Dizzy. Tawny. Shearer. Tansy. Finty. Catterson. Bristol. Siena. Fontana. Montana. Ponzi. Rycliffe. Briony. Tessica. Jeremothy. And Brandlin.
Whoa. What's that?
Those were the girls that I had an unbelievable weekend retreat with.
Wow.
The seniors. Uh-huh. The really wanting to take the next step because right now they're all waiting for the college acceptance letters.
Sure.
And we went out for a whole day near the reservoir and we stood by the lake and one by one, we opened up the college acceptance letters. And I just want to say how powerful it was as each of those girls found out where they're going next year and also where they didn't get into.
Oh, yeah.
And what's so cool and fun about it is I said, hey, guys, when you speak the words of God, when you speak the words of God, when God spoke words, he created a universe. Okay, we're going to speak the words of our college acceptance letters out into the near the reservoir and just see, because if we speak them out loud, they will come true. Even if that letter says you didn't get in, I have a feeling that you're going to change hearts if you pray about it and speak those words out loud. So we, you know, it didn't, it was really fun and exciting for some of them because they got in where they wanted to go. Most of them are staying local, which is great. And, but some of them didn't get in and I said, hey, I bet give it a year.
Yeah.
And next year we're going to be right back out here. So the reason I did it that way and spoke the list like that is, you know, I just thought if they heard their name here on the podcast spoken out loud,
sure.
They're just going to feel that. They're going to feel God, moving through the name and hopefully their name's going to be next year. It's going to be on a letter to that name.
And you know what? I really believe that if they didn't get into that college, it's probably because if they had gone to that school, they would have been run over by a car or they would have gotten Ebola or something. And so God was saving them from that. You know what?
Absolutely.
See?
Yeah. I just said, it's not your time.
That's right.
It's on God's time.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Yeah, we have to trust that.
That's right. I mean, God always answers prayers and sometimes it's with a red light, a green light or a yellow light. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Wait could be the thing that you need to do right now.
That's right. That's right. Well, we had some pretty powerful weekend services. Pastor Steve Judson did an awesome message this past weekend about the flood and about Noah hearing from God and Noah just obeying him, even when everyone around him was laughing at him and mocking him out for building a boat. They said, there's no rain. And Noah said, I am following the word of God. And Steve tied it into our lives and how we have to listen to the voice of God no matter what the cost. And, you know, because when we are not in his will, we're miserable, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that the truth? That's true. And it was so powerful. But then, okay, if I can be honest, then I got into a little bit of a scuffle with Day on the way home because he was talking about it. And of course, he's going to sass me about it. He's going to question everything about this lovely metaphor from the Bible. And he's talking about Noah's Ark. And he's like, okay, Mom, yeah, you got a corgi and you got a Frenchie. I have two corgis and a Frenchie. And he says, yeah, well, you think there was a corgi and two and a Frenchie on the Ark? And I said, you know, I do. Because you know what says that? The inspired God-breathed word of God.
Right. Yeah, two of everything.
Two of every animal.
Everything doesn't mean just a few.
That's right.
It means two of everything.
And then he sassed. He said, Mom, our corgis are Pembroke Welsh corgis. And I said, so what? And he said, how does a Pembroke Welsh corgi get to the Fertile Crescent? where the ark was in the Middle East. And I said, they walked on those four little legs. That's how they got there. They walked all the way there. And he said, well, when they got to the Middle East, Mom, wasn't somebody like, what's Welsh mean? And I said, those corgis said, it means I'm from Wales. And he said, well, what about, you got a Frenchie, Mom? Wasn't everybody on the ark like, hey, what's French? What's France? And I said, you know what? Those Frenchies walked onto the ark and they said, oh, I come from France. And he didn't even laugh.
I don't think he, you know, you've got to shut that down because I just don't think they were even thinking about those things right then. Because you know what? It's raining. It's raining very hard. And the water is rising. And we don't have time really to debate the semantics of where the animals came from. We've got to get the animals on board. That's what I would tell him.
Well, I'll tell you what, even though some girls didn't get into schools they wanted, and even though my son is going to be a challenging teenager, I still say we're too blessed to be stressed.
We are too blessed.
One of my favorite humans in the whole wide world because it's my sister.
First family member. This is
first
awesome.
Family member.
Nepotism.
That's right. That's what that's called. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Candy Rice. She is my sister. She's a member of Twin Hills and she leads the small group called Crazy for Christ. We'll get to all that. Welcome, Candy.
Can you stand it?
I can't. I won't. And
I'm not going to outshine her because she's the star. Yeah. She was always the star. She was always built nice from jump. She was always really well built. And I think that helped give her the confidence to just... She's the golden child.
It's like I'm sitting here and I'm looking in a mirror, but well, I guess I'm not looking at the mirror. It's like you're looking in a mirror and I'm looking at the side of the mirror and I'm saying, hey, is this a two-way? I guess a piece of glass is what I'm saying. It looks like I'm looking at a piece of glass with, you know what? It just, you look very similar, but you're a bit taller.
We got a sibling look. Candy's taller than me.
Yeah, I'm about 6 inches taller.
And she was always better at sports.
Always. Yeah. Well, the ball would just kind of come to me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I'm looking to have one of them shirts. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I do sell t-shirts on the side sometimes, so if this one's a hit.
What about a little family discount?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey. I'm serious. That would look great on my friend Gail.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should wear it. I like the ripped out parts.
Come on. I can't pull something off. You could pull something off like that because you're built. Built nice.
I haven't been getting my 10,000 steps lately. I haven't been doing it.
Well, that's another way that that you're getting, that's a way that your mind is getting trapped in these ways of thinking that you have to get these steps to be healthy.
See, that's right. That's right. You know, okay, so let's get into it. Because my sister, I mean, I have to tell you, Gray, we have a bona fide professional here, I would say.
Absolutely.
She's an expert, frankly, in what she does.
Yeah. I went to Purdue for 2 years just for exercise science.
That's right.
And I really, really came up with something. It came to me one night in the dorm. My friend Gail, who I've mentioned, we were just sitting around watching, you know, some old movies and whatnot. And she says, you know, I'm a little sad.
Oh.
I says, why? I says, don't be. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
I says, don't be. Yeah. And you know what?
Well, especially when there's ISIS, because I it's always going to be a concern.
ISIS?
Wait,
what?
Didn't you say ISIS? She said.
Oh, she was saying that she says, I says.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's I just thought right. ISIS, you know, I'm.
Well, that is ISIS is
now
something
that's
to be
what
sad
happens because
he's from another country.
I'm always
that is funny.
I'm sort of always thinking about ISIS.
Isn't
anyway,
that funny?
No, cool. She's just
that
saying.
Is funny.
She's just saying.
ISIS. Okay.
ISIS. But that would make you sad too. But yeah, you just can't think that way. Because really the only thing you need is your two legs and your heart and your hands and a little man named JC.
That's right.
So do you think she was suffering from depression?
Who, Gail? No. I think she was being weak. I think she was being weak, and that's what happened. And, that's when I got the idea, hey, the only thing you should be crazy about is Christ.
And that's how you came up with Crazy for Christ, the small group.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Because it's the C at the sea.
That's right.
Which I like. And candy.
That's right.
Which is fun. So candies,
yep.
Crazy for
meet
Christ.
Meet candy after the 11 o'clock service in the atrium.
And I'm not going to lie. Some people get a little peeved when they realize that's my name and there's not candy there.
Oh.
Or rice. But that's mostly the Asian congregation.
So, Candy, I'm very proud of my sister because she's doing this on a volunteer basis. She's just making this happen
that's
in the
right.
church of her own accord. After the 11 o'clock services on Sunday, she says, meet me in the atrium. I am Candy. We're going to go crazy for Christ. And she helps people come off these like difficult pharmaceuticals and help understanding their whatever it is, Prozac, Lexapro, Xanax, Zoloft, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And she helps
Xanax
them.
And Zoloft are very different.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, very much so.
How so?
Oh, well, Zoloft is an SSRI, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What that does is that's going to make the serotonin in your... You think of a sink and a drain, and you kind of clog the sink. That's going to make the serotonin sort of fill up. So then when it releases, you got more, right?
Okay.
It's just, that's garbage. You don't need to do that. You can do that with positive thinking and exercise.
That's right.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And Xanax is a benzodiazepine, which you really have to be careful with. I learned a lot about this when I hurt my back.
That's right.
I hurt my back. I was the captain of a 16-inch softball team sponsored by Memories Pizza.
See?
And I was going for a pop-up. I was playing left field because Jenny Davidson, who was supposed to play left field, she got knocked up again. You know what I mean? She's so blessed. She's got about 8 kids. I think she's got another one on the way. But anyway.
She's getting her hands full.
She really does. And I'm sitting in for her. And I reach for the thing. It could crack, you know. And I'm going for it. And just completely just ripped my back almost in half.
Yeah.
And I didn't leave my house for, well, you remember.
I was bringing over Lean Cuisines.
And I really did appreciate that. And if it wasn't for my sister and my buddy Gail, I just don't know what I would have done. But anyway, I wasn't leaving the house. And the doctor says, you know, I want to put you on Paxil or
right.
something for your depression. And I says, you know what? I don't think I took it. And I took it for about 5 years. I took it for about 5 years before I realized this isn't me.
That's quite a long time.
I know, but the problem with these drugs is they take a very long time.
They take time to get into your system.
So it's not like a Vicodin or something like that, or even one of the stronger drugs like lithium or Haldol. These drugs take a really long time to kick in. And so it was about the 5-year mark when I realized I just don't like who I am.
That's right.
And it wasn't me.
That's right. Remember we were down by the Fox River and you and I were walking.
Absolutely.
And we sat down. We were kind of near the riverboat casino. Remember that?
Absolutely.
And we sat down by the river and you looked at me and you said, Hallie,
I don't know who I am. I know.
You looked at me and you had tears in your eyes.
Yeah.
And Gail was there too. And
yeah.
Gail and I, we said, sit down right here on this bench.
Yeah.
And you said, Hallie, remind me.
Yeah.
Remind me who I was. And I said, you're a 16-inch softball player.
Yeah.
You don't use a glove. Look at both of your middle fingers are bent backwards and sideways.
Almost
look at her middle
off.
Fingers.
Isn't that funny? Wow.
That's from the ball just hitting
straight
impact.
But I like that because then, you know, no profanity coming off my hands.
That's right.
How about that?
And I said, remember when we came up in church and we did dramas in the basement?
Yep.
And I said, remember how we played in the backyard and we had that 4-wheeler?
Absolutely.
And she knew how to drive by the time she was 9 years old. She was driving around the 4-wheeler. Like
I started driving with 2 feet. Can
That's
you
right.
stand
That's
it?
That's right.
That is, so you're saying all this. You're saying
yeah,
all this.
And Gail was telling you stuff from college too. Gail was like, remember how we...
And we were doing... We did some drama stuff in college too. You know, the things with plays and whatnot.
And she's a karaoke queen. That's the thing that Candy's never going to brag about.
What's
it.
What's your go-to song?
Dearly beloved...
We
are gathered here in this thing called life.
Okay, I'm not familiar, but that sounds great.
It's Prince. It's so good. Purple Rain, right?
It's I think that one's called Purple Rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was off that. We used to have that Purple Rain album.
Yeah.
We had a poster too.
We had a poster, and remember, I tell you what. Remember when Grandma Cunningham came over and she almost fainted?
That's right.
Because she says that man, you get that fragment of their walls. And that's going to be...
She didn't care for it.
I'm serious. But
we got into some trouble.
Oh, we got into a lot of scraps.
But you know what? Another funny thing is that Candy almost never does karaoke in her regular clothes. She has outfits. She has costumes. She has go-tos. She has full reindeer. She has full teddy bear. She wears full body costumes.
I have a lot of furry costumes that I think it's real fun. So like if you're going to do Eye of the Tiger, you know, you dress up as a tiger. There's this mascot store. It's pretty great. You can just send a sketch. It's in Pennsylvania. They recently did Gritty, if you've seen the mascot Gritty.
So did you get off drugs that day?
Yes. And that was the thing. Gail's rubbing my back. My sister is just reminding me of who I am. And so she's going, and it's, so the sun set by the, I mean that we were out there for about 3 hours. I'm bit up, you know, I'm covered in
skeeter,
you know, they love my sweet blood.
She's sweet.
Love my sweet blood. And
it was hard to come off it, wasn't it?
Well, I threw them in the Fox River.
That's right.
I threw my pills in the Fox River. In fact, I took all my pills and dumped them in the river. And I encourage kids, adults, elders, to do the same thing.
That's right.
Take your medicine and dump it in the waterways.
That's right.
Awesome.
You don't need it.
That's
because
right.
Everything you need is inside
That's
you.
That's right. And the power of prayer. I pray for you every day when I'm in the shower, Candy.
And I pray for you every day before I go to bed.
Can We're you bookending stand it? The day for each
Isn't
other.
Isn't that funny? And sometimes Gail says, she's praying too loud. I says, no such thing.
How's Gail doing? I know she got the rheumatoid.
She's got rheumatoid, and it's she's got a touch of it in the right knee, and we don't know if maybe it's going into the left knee. But again, the doctor wanted to put her on some kind of goofballs, and I says, don't.
Gray, we got to tell you, the day that Candy got married, how many years
Listen
have you been
this.
Married, Candy?
24.
24 years.
Awesome.
Oh, you got to do something fun for next year on 25.
For 25? That's gonna be a big one. I don't know about that one. So, we were high school sweethearts, that's right. Me and Dad.
So this is when our father was not able to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
Because he'd been having so much heart trouble.
Yeah.
And guess who walked her down the aisle? Gail.
Can you stand it?
Awesome.
Isn't that funny?
It's stories like that when you find a friend who can sort of fill in any role.
Absolutely. But anyway, she's having trouble. So, you know, with my back, I'm on disability, which gives me time, you know, to help out at the ministry. And it's also, Gail's been living in the spare bedroom. And then, because, you know, Don's got his, the room above the garage where Don, he's got his little dog, I call it a shoot zoo because I don't like what it's really called.
That's great.
I don't like that.
I'm going to use that.
It's
I'm
a shoot zoo.
A shoot zoo.
He's doing
his woodworking.
He's got his woodworking. And I'm not into wood. I've never been into wood or woodworking or using your hands on wood. I'm not into it. But, you know, to each his own, honestly, to each their own.
You know, I think it's really a positive story when you think about taking something that's so detrimental and damaging and throwing it in a river, because there's so many different drugs that you all have here in America. In Australia, we don't have that. We have one.
What is that drug?
It's called a Wally Cololi.
I know what that is.
Okay.
That's a knockoff, actually, of Celexa.
Okay.
That's one of the generic versions of Celexa.
Yeah, if a doctor says, okay, yeah, you have some pain, you've got some sadness, you've got some, you're too high energy, you're too low energy, they just give you Wally Cololi.
Yeah.
And they'll say this will sort of bring you to medium.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's pretty, if you're on a drug in Australia, you're just going to be medium.
Yeah. And you know, God bless, that's fine. But also, I will say, same results with sugar pills, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Same results with sugar pills, my friend.
What are the things that you have found when you meet with Crazy for Christ and people come over and they say, I have a debilitating addiction or I rely on, you know, whatever it is. I have to take an aspirin every day for my blood pressure, whatever.
No, you don't.
What are some of your best stories? What are some of your success stories?
Well, they don't, I will say one, they don't, the word crazy seems to be polarizing in a lot of ways, but I think you got to take power back. You got to take the C word back, crazy.
That's right.
Call me the C word. I don't care. I love C. I love the C word.
See,
I love the C word.
Right. Yeah, when people say the C word, I never think crazy? I always think cruel.
Oh, I think cancer. I always think cancer.
Okay.
Isn't that fun how different our brains are? And that's the thing. There's not one solution to everybody's problem.
See?
But there is. There's one solution. And you know what that is?
The big C. Christ.
Yeah. So people focus on the one C word.
That's right.
Instead of the C word. That's right in front of them.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I swear, Candy, someday you're going to be back at work. You know, in the meantime, you keep a beautiful home.
I keep a good home. I always did. But you know why? You were always out. You were always out with your friends or your, she was courted quite a bit, you know.
Really? Yeah.
She had some boyfriends. And Candy always gave them H-E double hockey sticks.
I certainly did. I says, what are you? And again, I'm 6'4".
Right. I was going to ask you. You're very tall.
I'm 6'4".
Yeah. She was an outside hitter in volleyball. She played lacrosse. She played soccer what they call football, where you're from. Right, maybe.
I don't call it that.
Well, I can't believe. I mean, yeah, really, when you came in here, I thought, well, she's going to be an athlete. And
Well, it hurt my back. Right. So. But maybe don't bring it up, man. Well, maybe don't bring it up.
But I also say you're a chef. I feel like you're a chef too.
Yeah.
I feel like you're an incredible cook. You're a whiz in the kitchen. You're always whipping stuff up for Gail.
Well, that's the other thing that's important with medicine is we don't understand that what we put in our bodies can be poison.
That's right.
If you're sticking stuff in the holes of your body, I mean, you got to be sure that you know what that is. If you're shoving stuff down your gullet, you got to be careful. And so we do mostly carbs. Because the thing about meat is meat rots, right? So the meat's going to rot outside. Have you ever, you know, you see a dead bird, it's rotting, there's flies. You don't put that in your body.
That's right.
So we do mostly carbs. And Gail's got quite the sweet tooth, I'll tell you what. She really does. Great Gail. And so, you know, I'll make some cakes and pies. She's into pie. She likes pie quite a bit.
Now, what is Gail? Does Gail work right now?
She does not because of the arthritis.
Okay.
She does not.
I'll put that on the prayer list.
Yeah. Please do. Please do. Please pray for her because it's like I said, it's sort of spreading. It was in her right. Now she's getting it in her left. Mm-hmm. And I just worry about her because she doesn't really have she's not like what we had. She didn't have that kind of family.
That's right.
You know, growing up, she was really ostracized from her family because they didn't really understand her and who she, you know, she's real passionate about certain things.
But now I feel like she's part of our family.
Well, she certainly is. She's been there for so long. That's true. She might as well be, right? I says, I know her better than Don. You know what I mean?
She's your best friend in the whole wide world.
No. You know who's my best friend in the whole wide world?
Jesus.
The big C.
Okay, see, there awesome. You go. But I do, I feel like I say Gail's my other sister.
Absolutely.
You know, she's like my stepsister, my sister-in-law.
She's built like you, too.
Oh,
in a way, but she's bigger in the bosom area.
Okay.
Gail's, and I think that hurts her back and her knees sometimes, too, because she's carting around those.
Yeah, that hurts her back.
She's carting around those breasts. But again, you know, you don't pop an Advil, you pop positivity.
That's awesome. Yeah,
pop in prayer.
A lot of times people in this culture say, large breasts seem like people are always talking about large breasts. And I'd say those seem annoying, actually. They seem like they were
hurt. It can be an impediment.
I don't see it.
Read about the Amazons?
I know.
Oh, the Amazon
Not
women.
The shipping company, you shopper.
I do. I have a shopping shopper. Problem. I do.
She's a shopper. She always has been a shopper. Uh-huh. But they used to cut off their left breast so they could shoot arrows better. And I think that's smart because sometimes breasts can put you at a disadvantage.
That's right.
I myself, you know, I wasn't built the way my beautiful sister is. And I definitely am not built the way Gail is.
But you know what? You can pull off a sport coat like nobody else I've ever seen. Also, you got some bomber jackets that look real good on you.
My favorite sport coat is my green one. I call it my master's jacket. That's kind of fun.
What's that?
It's a golf, golfing. Oh. You familiar with golf?
We do have golf. We do not have masters. We call it something else.
Oh, what is that?
We call it the Little Prince Cup.
The Little Prince Cup, yeah. That's in Australia?
Right. We have a, yeah, if you win the Little Prince Cup, mm-hmm. you get to keep it for a year. And you get to travel around with it, and everybody gets to drink juice out of the Little Prince Cup. Some people obviously drink beer out of it. I don't approve. But no. Yeah, you can go around this. You go around the whole circumference of Australia. Everyone takes a sip out of the Little Prince Cup, and we say, okay, now give it to another guy.
That's right. Fun.
Yeah. See, Candy only knows about Chicago teams because she's always been a Chicago sports gal. We used to go up there. I would want to go on shopping trips, and she'd be like, we got to go down to the United Center, and we'd go all the way up there.
No, Chicago Stadium.
That's right.
Chicago Stadium.
That's right. Chicago Stadium.
She's going to say and Willis Comiskey. It was Comiskey Park, Chicago Stadium. Uh-huh. And, you know, Gail used to be an Andy Frayne. At the old Chicago Stadium, and she was, you know, she, and one time Scottie Pippen
that's right.
himself,
that's right,
he tried to ask her out on a date.
Oh my
can you
gosh.
Stand it?
That's
no.
awesome.
Can you stand it? Scottie Pippen.
Well, she's a babe.
She is. And you know, she said no because you don't well, shoot zoo where you eat.
Hey.
but Scottie Pippen, yeah.
Isn't that neat?
He said something along the lines of, you got a nice rump for someone of your coloring.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what he said, right?
Well.
And I think he expected her to be flattered, and she was not.
No, she was not. She didn't appreciate that. But yeah, she was an Andy Frayne at the old Chicago Stadium. Used to sneak us in sometimes, see those Hawks games.
We used to go to Chicago Cubs. We would go to Wrigley.
Yeah.
And Candy used to really, I hate to say this, I don't mean to out you,
I
but
know
she
what
used
she's
to go to
say.
Grateful Dead. She used to go to Grateful Dead before she realized that Jesus can bring the dead to life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. Jerry doesn't bring the dead to life. Jesus does.
That's right. But
I didn't go for the, I went for the music. I really did.
That's
I did
right.
not go for the drugging and the drinking and
yeah,
and
you like a jam band.
Well, I like a 40-minute song.
Oh, that is, I can relate because sometimes when you're really getting into the spirit of a song, you don't want it to end.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Unfortunately, here we, you know, sometimes I'll do that now, if we go a minute past noon, I really, you know, upstairs gets angry. But.
Hey, any of those sweet gals that you were helping out with college, if they ever are having problems, because, you know, they target
That's right.
these pharmaceutical people, they
That's
target
right.
teens,
oh.
especially
right.
teen gals. And they say, you have anxiety or you have, yeah. you know, but you don't. You really don't.
You know, we were having a problem with that for a bit of time in Climax where mm-hmm. we were noticing a lot of the girls were... One day, mm-hmm. they were sort of very uptight and mm-hmm. worried all the time about, hey, what do people think of me?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the girls, do you know Abigail Shandy?
Abigail Shandy, yes,
yeah.
I do.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Her dad is Dr. Spencer Genovese.
I know.
Now, he, I believe, I'm not, I don't want to obviously spread a rumor, but I know that she was on some medication and suddenly her friends were all sort of acting the same, similar, where they weren't worried anymore. They're all sort of giggling all the time.
Yeah.
And then they're all, and then a few more of the friends. So suddenly there's a whole group of girls that are sort of giggly and silly all the time. And I thought, I bet she's sharing those.
Affects her.
Yeah.
That sounds like affects her. That's really what affects her will do to you. And, I mean, and it does spread.
Oh, it affects her. It affects him. It affects.
I can't get enough of him. Do you ever see Jeff Dunham?
No, I'm not familiar.
He is a comedy guy, and he's got these puppets, and he is a riot. He was at the Rialto Square Theater.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham is a riot, and I could see you being a Jeff Dunham.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm not funny. I don't really...
See? And that's where you are. And that's what people say. I'm depressed. I'm in pain. Yeah. I'm anxious.
That's right.
I'm agoraphobic. I'm schizophrenic. Yeah, if you say that... If you say that, you are.
That's right.
That's right.
And the doctors are always going to tell you that because that's how they make money.
Well, they're in the pockets of, you know, big pharmaceutical companies and you know, they're handing out pens. And
you know, the only names, and maybe I'm just going to bring it full circle for a minute. The only names that really matter are the names that God gave us, right?
Yeah.
God said, hey, that is a man. That's a woman, right?
Yeah.
They go together.
And that's it.
And then... He said, I'm going to name the animals. He said, I'm going to name the corgi. I'm going to name the French bulldog. I'm going to name this. I'm going to name that. God didn't say, hey, I'm going to name you depressed.
No.
And I'm going to make you a psychopath.
No.
He just, those are all things that man made up.
Absolutely.
So I do really see this way. This is titles we give, and we don't always have to prescribe medication just for the names that we give.
Absolutely. And then so when people do come to Crazy for Christ, I give them my 3-step plan, which is stop, drop, and run.
Hey.
Stop, drop, and run. And I love that.
Stop taking your pills.
That's right.
Drop the act of saying you're sick and run around the block a couple times.
That's right.
Because there is no medicine like fresh air.
Hey, I totally agree with that.
And you run right down to the river and you drop that crap in the water, right?
I'll say crap.
Yeah.
It's crap.
That's right.
It really it is.
They're pushing it on
us. You dump it in the water. I'm serious.
That's right. It's the best way to do it. Or down the toilet, whatever you got to do.
Well, anywhere. Put it in a waterway because I think that feels therapeutic.
And it feels final.
And it feels, because you're not getting that back.
That's right.
You're not getting that back. I just remember, stop, drop and run.
Hey, let's get into the mailbag. Candy, you can help speak into this because you've got some life experience and some wisdom to add to this. This is a letter from someone named Eric E. His E is initial. Mm-hmm. Hey gang, love the podcast. I'm new to Twin Hills and there's so much going on that it can be overwhelming, but your podcast helps me feel like I'm a part of the family, so thanks. Hey, you're welcome, Eric.
What's your question, Eric?
Here's my question. I've been thinking about some New Year's resolutions, and I want to eat better this year. I know my body is the Lord's temple, but is it wrong to pray about losing weight? Additionally, do you have any Christian diets you could recommend? I've heard of the Daniel diet, but not sure how it works. Thanks for taking my question. Be blessed. Eric E.
You know, I'm doing a little bit of experimenting right now with something that I'm like calling the manna diet. Now, manna is what God spread all over the ground.
Oh, manna.
Manna.
Yeah, manna.
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 The manna diet.
Yeah, manna. Yeah,
manna.
Manna.
Manna from heaven.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Lots of carbs.
Manna. Right. So I'm doing a thing right now where if I want to eat a carb, if I find it on the ground, I can eat it.
Oh.
If it's not on the ground, I'll pass it by. So really what it does, it sort of recalibrates there's not a lot of carbs that are going to be on the ground. So I say, if I find a little Debbie on the ground, I could have a little Debbie. And I say, hey, maybe I could have a little bit of snack, a little snacky. I want to have a little Debbie. But if I don't find a little Debbie on the ground, then it's not part of the manna diet and I cannot eat a little Debbie.
I think that's fantastic.
Manna diet, there you go.
You'd see me down by where the ducks are just chomping that bread.
See, now you can do that on this.
That's where
I'd be. Find a crust of a pizza easy on the ground, I think.
Oh, absolutely. What if it's in the garbage?
You know, I think if the garbage is on the ground, and then the manna could spill out. Mm-hmm. So that could be anything that's in the garbage. As long as it's clean and, there's a little DB in the garbage, you could eat it.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify, because he brought up the Daniel diet. And for those of you who don't know that, that's talking about in the Old Testament when Daniel was, he was living in a foreign land. He'd been captured and he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they all were burned up in the furnace. And then they didn't die. And anyway, they didn't eat the king's food and they were stronger after 10 days. And the king looked at his men who'd been eating the king's food and they were all kind of, I don't know, maybe doughy or whatnot and lethargic. And then he looked at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel and he said, these are strapping young men. So the Daniel diet is basically to not eat the king's food. So whenever you're about to eat something, if you want to eat like Daniel and be strapping and strong after 10 days instead of doughy and lethargic, basically you just don't eat the king's food. So if somebody says, like, here, Candy, let me do it to you. And then you put it through, is this king's food or not?
Absolutely.
Hey, Candy.
Yeah.
How would you like to eat some lobster tail dipped in lemon butter, melted butter?
No, ma'am.
Well, why not, Candy?
That is for a king.
That's right. See, that is, I was that trying is to true. Think, isn't
and
that right?
If you've been to Red Lobster, I mean, But yeah, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, what about those cheddar biscuits? You going to eat a cheddar biscuit candy?
I could just plow through all.
Oh, I know. Those are so good. Why are
those
so good?
That's what I'm saying. If they are on the ground, you could have it.
I like the idea of going down to get sustenance. I like the idea of just knowing that you're going to go down and going down is where you will find deliciousness.
Yeah, if you go down, if you go down low enough, you're gonna find something there that's really delicious to eat.
That's right,
absolutely.
So you got to keep your eyes peeled to the ground. You know.
Thanks, Eric E.
Thanks, Eric E. That was a really good question.
Yeah.
And you're right. Our body is the Lord's temple because he resides within us. He is inside us. Sure, you can pray about losing weight. I think you can pray about losing weight. Isn't that okay?
Absolutely. You can pray about anything.
You can pray about anything. You can just lay your needs right at the foot of the cross because he cares for you.
I think the best way to lose weight is to pray.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it burns calories and you're not taking in calories when you're praying.
No.
Unless, of course, you're praying while you're eating at a stoplight and praying at a stoplight.
That's right. Mind over manna.
See? Hey. Manna.
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 Mind over manna.
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 That's right.
Right.
Manna from heaven.
Manna.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Candy Rice was played by Katie Rich. Oh, I love her more than anything. She is Betsy DeVos on Our Cartoon President. She writes for Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, and she writes for Live From Here, the variety show on public radio. Follow her at Katie Mary Rich on Twitter. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. Our incredible producer is Ryan Countshouse. Follow us on your favorite form of social media and send a letter to our mailbag at megathepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the podcast, please support us on Patreon.